staycation setup time where we catch up. Cheaters live on your radio. We are your morning mess. We have Maya on the line from Peoria. So, Miss Maya, you think your fiance is cheating after you had a psychic reading?
Oh, I hate this already.
Okay.
Yeah, my fiance Tyler and I've been engaged now for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
In total, we've been together for 5, but at this point, I admit, I have been pushing him to finally set a start date, but he has constant excuses about it.
So you guys have been engaged for 3 years and you don't even have a date set?
Yeah, he thinks, like, we shouldn't be rushing into anything, is what he says.
Oh. That's kind of common.
I mean, 2 years and then get engaged is pretty quick. I guess if you know, you know. But let's get to the psychic thing. I have a psychic, Psychic Susan. I haven't talked to her in a while. And she's called a lot of things in my life. And you guys have witnessed.
Yeah. I want nothing to do with her.
Yeah, she's that good. She literally, I had a psychic reading before starting this show. I didn't have a show. I moved back from Chicago. And she predicted JD would be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have the audio and everything. She's
she
crazy.
She predicted me getting back in my relationship was a bad idea. All of it.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, she did.
So this psychic basically tell you the person you're with is not the person, or is she very descriptive, or?
Yeah, she actually told me that Tyler and I were really distant. And she's right about that. And he's physically present, but he's not emotionally present. And then she continued to say, she senses a feminine energy with light hair, and her name could start with M. And right there is where she got me, because he has a coworker named Melissa, and she has light brown hair.
Well, have there been any signs that he could be cheating with her?
Honestly, I don't know, and I'm hoping so much no, but I need to find out for myself.
Huh. Okay.
Wait, so if the psychic is right, we got to hire her. We got to bring her on the show.
So she's going to replace Psychic Susan?
Yeah, what's her name?
She'll replace you. She'll just be like, yes, he's cheating. Yes.
He really wants you off the show.
I know. It's crazy.
Jesus, JD. I'm not a naysayer to psychics because obviously I've been to that one and she's called a lot of things in my life. So I think it's 50-50. She could be wrong. Hopefully she's just a scam for your money.
Yeah. What if she's wrong? Do you go back there?
It's like a win if she is a scam, because then your man isn't cheating on you. So Miss Maya, we're going to call up your fiance, Tyler, off from the free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on the reservation. Obviously, we hope he doesn't say Melissa. If he does, then do you give him a second chance and take our counseling because you are engaged, or do you call off the wedding and the relationship?
Oh, it's going to be over if he's cheating. It's no way. I'm not getting in a relationship for life if he's cheating on me.
Do you think this girl's the reason he doesn't want to set a date with you?
Yeah, I think that could be the reason why.
No, we got you. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Tyler?
It's Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm not really interested, though, so thanks anyways. I appreciate it.
Well, before you hang up, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you in a brand new penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. So is that something you would be interested in?
What's the catch?
Yeah, there's really no catch. I mean, all we ask in return is for a Google or Yelp review of your stay, and then that's pretty much it.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, well, congratulations, Tyler. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you are going to be bringing with you. So I could give you a moment to think on what you want this note to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready, okay?
I already know. Let's do saucy.
Saucy? All right, what are you thinking?
I just know I'm your weakness.
All right. I like that one, Tyler. And I have that written down. So just one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Yeah, it's going to be Melissa.
This wedding is not happening.
Hello?
Hey, Tyler. Legally, we got to let you know that you're live on the radio with our morning show called The Morning Mess with your technically fiance, Maya, who's listened to this whole conversation.
Yeah, I can't believe this I thought I was overthinking everything and going crazy. So I literally went to a psychic to tell me that there was something going on, and there is.
What? Hold on. You went to a psychic, and now, what is this? I'm on blast on the radio is what you're saying?
Why the did you ask me to marry you if you were going to cheat anyway?
You keep bringing this up every time. I said we shouldn't rush into it. And you were like, no, let's set a date. Like, what are we doing this?
We've been engaged for 3 years. How the f*** is that pressuring you? Is it bad that I actually wanted to be with you? Unlike you who's f***ing other girls on the side and just leading me on.
Is that part. Hey, Ty, let me ask you a question. Why even cheat? If you're not ready to obviously be in a relationship or to be engaged or to be married, why just not break it off and then just move on, live the single life?
I don't know. I feel like what I did want was to be married.
Right.
And I told her this. It's not like I was hiding my feelings. Everything I said, she ignored it and was like, we got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do this.
You're a man. You could pump the brakes and be like, hey, this is moving way too quick. We need to sit down and talk, put everything on pause, and let's just focus on our relationship.
You guys are making me out to feel like you're a piece of sh**.
You are.
A little bit.
I can't believe I've been with you for this long and I didn't realize what a f***ing asshole you are. I know for sure now I can't be with you. You're the problem.
You just need to learn to listen.
Ooh.
I told you over and over and over again.
Don't tell her that.
This is too soon. So it's not like I've been not transparent, okay?
The wedding's off and I'm sure you're have no problem with that.
It could have been good and you just pushed it.
You messed that up. Tyler, you still there?
Yeah.
I couldn't hang up fast enough on you. Hold on. Maya, he's an idiot. Thank God you're not marrying that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you all for the help. And thank you to the psychic. I mean, this has been a long time coming. There was something here and now we uncovered it.
You need to go back to her and it's like, okay, you were right. Who's in my future? Who am I supposed to be with? Because remember Psychic Susan said I was supposed to be with a blonde hair girl with a little girl. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, and then she told me, she's like, she might not be a natural blonde, but she could have blonde hair with the girl. So I'm still waiting. Yes, she says I'm going to end up with a blonde girl.
So technically, she's not wrong yet.
Right.
Yeah, it's still up in the air.
I got some speed bumps.
Well, this psychic got it right now.
What is your psychic's name? What's her first name?
Her name was Delilah.
Delilah. See?
Such a psychic name.
I love it. I need psychic Delilah's name because I really need a pinpoint. Like, okay, blonde haired girl, what city?
Right now.
What's
tell me.
Code?
Get different opinions, you know?
Where she's right here in town, guys.
Perfect.
She's awesome.
I need her number, man, because I need to write yesterday.